back to His Time. It is Wednesday, May 28th, 7:31 Central Time. And our guest in studio this morning is Paul Snyder. He's an organist and also serves as choir director at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri, right outside, right around the St. Louis area here. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. And, you know, it's also convenient that you also happen to be on staff with Concordia Plan Services here at the International Center. So it was a really long commute for you this morning, wasn't it?
Right. Just up two floors.
made that trip up two floors. Well, the Ascension service is a special service that's being celebrated tomorrow at Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in Olivet. And what is unique about the Ascension service? What is the theme of the Ascension service?
We decided to look at Ascension a little bit differently and not just go through the Ascension of our Lord, but mm-hmm. we actually go through the service going through His entire earthly life as a hymn festival, starting with the announcement of His birth at Advent, then Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, so that people can kind of start from the very beginning of the festive side of the church here and go through the Ascension, understanding the importance of how the Ascension ties into His birth, His suffering, His death, His resurrection, and so on, that it's all one big event mm-hmm. because Ascension is such a major festival that quite often does get overlooked in churches nowadays.
Just looking through the service and listening to the music, it kind of reminded me of the Easter Vigil in some sense because of that very thing that you go through the entire life of Christ through the church year.
Right. And the vigil, of course, goes through so many of the wonderful Old Testament works mm-hmm. of God and what He did for His people. And this kind of deals with the life of Christ in the same way.
Right. I think it was kind of the nice, the vigil starts the Easter season, and then this kind of wraps up the Easter season. So it's very nice. I like that approach, the covering the whole life of Christ. Well, how does this service progress? You talked about it. It begins with the Advent service, correct? Or the Advent season.
Right. Well, we actually start with some general responses of the Ascension season or mm-hmm. Ascension, but then we do progress through readings, hymns that deal with Advent. We try to pick hymns that are very familiar that people enjoy singing mm-hmm. for each of the seasons too, as we sort of build through the service. Again, we do start with Advent, with an Advent reading of the announcement of the birth, and then an Advent hymn. Then we go into several Christmas readings or Christmas anthem, Christmas hymn, and so on as we work through, again, the life of Christ, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, and then finally Ascension.
So this is very much so a very musical service. There's a lot of music in this service. It's not just the come in, we sing one or two hymns and a reading and a sermon and then we're out the door. This is really a full festival service.
Right, because, I mean, that's really, it's Ascension is such a great time to celebrate, and that's mm-hmm. what we were looking for, is a very celebratory service, too. Yes, we do have a sermon, and one of our seminarians who just received his first call is going to be preaching at Emmanuel. But, right, and of course, we don't sing all the verses of all the hymns, otherwise mm-hmm. we might have a very, very long worship service. So we choose the verses of each hymn that we think are really probably the best ones to illustrate the reading that's just been done.
There's nothing wrong with a long festival service.
No.
Well, I'd like to share some of the selections. You have a bell choir and an adult choir that'll be participating in the service as well, correct?
That's correct, yes.
The first selection we have, I believe, is from the bell choir, Even So, Lord Jesus. Is that right?
Yes. Paul Mons is Even So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come.
Very good. Let's listen to that.
Thank you.
In So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come. That's from the Bell Choir at at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. Now, Paul, where does that fall in the service? Is that included in the service?
Actually, no. That's not one that's in the service. That's one that tends to be used a lot towards the end of the church year as mm-hmm. we're looking to the second coming of Christ, really. Tomorrow night, our bell choir will be playing setting of God So Loved the World.
Uh-huh.
So that's one, again, another one of our favorite pieces.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, God So Loved the World. And so we go from the Advent season into the Christmas season, and which brings us to the next selection, which I believe is in the service, Come to the Manger.
Come to the Manger. Yes, it's one of our favorite Christmas carols that our choir has been doing for many, many years. It is a Slovak Christmas carol, and it's not one that's heard very commonly anymore, but one we really enjoy doing.
And this is it Richard Kuntz?
Yes,
very
Richard
good.
Kuntz.
All right. Here is Come to the Manger from the Adult Choir at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet. To the Manger from the Adult Choir at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet. A nice Christmas piece for this Ascension service as you work through the whole church year. So, Advent, Christmas.
Then we go into the Epiphany mm-hmm. season with an Epiphany reading about the coming of the wise men, and actually, of course, the message of Christ coming to the Gentiles, and a very familiar Epiphany hymn, as with gladness, mm-hmm. men of old.
Yes, yes. And this whole time that the Paschal candle is lit.
Yes.
Throughout this part of the service, the whole Paschal candle is lit. And then we go into, after Epiphany, into Holy Week and Good Friday, the death of Jesus, when I survey the wondrous cross, as the congregational hymn, and then the Easter proclamation.
Correct. I mean, because obviously before Ascension, mm-hmm. Christ was raised from the dead, and so many people kind of leave the Easter celebration there with his resurrection. But as the hymn says, on Christ's ascension now I build. So, of course, first we have to hear him sing about his resurrection as we go forward, looking towards his ascension and our ascension, too. So,
and here for the anthem, you have a John Banky piece.
Right. It's a really nice Easter proclamation, really just a celebratory piece celebrating the joy of Christ's resurrection, too. So,
mm-hmm. Alleluia, Alleluia, Christ has risen from the dead. Now, the congregational hymn here is one of my favorites. I believe it's a Tanzanian hymn. Is that right?
Yes, Christ has risen, Alleluia. It's also become, I think, one of the favorite Easter hymns of pretty much everybody at our congregation, too.
It is.
It's such a joyous hymn.
Yes, and the melody is just delightful. It's a really nice hymn. We are talking about the Ascension service coming up tomorrow at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet. We need to take a quick break. What time is the service
the
tomorrow?
Service is at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Very good. Very good. When we come back from the break, we'll continue our conversation. So listeners, stick around as we're talking with Paul Snyder at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet about the Ascension service coming up tomorrow right here on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO.
God said, I, even I, am He, who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
My name is Rebecca. After fleeing Sudan and spending years in a refugee camp, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service placed me with a foster family in the U.S. I couldn't have survived without a home, friends, and community to embrace me. Every refugee needs help on their journey. Nobody can do it on their own. For 75 years, LIRS has transformed over 500,000 lives through ministries of mercy and justice. Go to lirs.org/KIT to join us and work with refugees like me to brighter tomorrows.
Let Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's jennyw@kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is the key to winning the spiritual battle. Our God fights for us. He won the victory through Jesus Christ, and He leads us through each step of life. We're given life, hope, and strength in His Word.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, May 28th, and we are talking with Paul Snyder. He's a choir director and organist at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. And we're talking about the Ascension service that's coming up tomorrow night. And so far, we've worked through part of the church year. We've covered Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Holy Week, Resurrection, Easter. And so now we get to the Ascension, right?
Right. The focus of the day, if you mm-hmm. will.
Sure. And so we have the Ascension reading from Luke, and then after the Ascension reading, then the Paschal candle is extinguished.
Right. We do that on Ascension, signifying Christ bodily resurrection into heaven, and also, of course, in the hope of our resurrection in the same thing, because throughout the Easter season, since the vigil, the Paschal candle has been continuously lit, signifying during that time period Christ's earthly presence from the time of his resurrection until the time of his ascension.
Mm-hmm. The reading from Luke 24, verse 50, then he led them out as far as Bethany, lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. There we see he ascended into heaven. He departed from them. So the candle is extinguished.
Correct.
And so then we sing, the congregation sings an ascension hymn, See the Lord Ascends in Triumph. And we don't sing ascension hymns throughout the year much, do
we? Not too often. And this is actually one that had been included in the old Lutheran hymnal. It was not included in Lutheran worship, so it might be one not everybody is as familiar with. But it's such a joyful celebratory hymn of his ascension. Again, as we look forward to our own ascension when he comes to call us to heaven, whenever that might be. So.
Amen and amen.
Right.
He see the Lord ascends in triumph, conquering king and royal state, riding on the clouds his chariot to his heavenly palace gate. Hark the choirs of angel voices, joyful alleluia sing, and the portals high are lifted to receive their heavenly king, our ascended Lord. And then we hear from the pastor. You said the preacher for this service is a seminarian.
Right. He just completed his fourth year. He received his first call, and he'll be getting his own ministry in the near future. But he has been at Emmanuel throughout his 4 years of ministry, except, of course, for his vicarage. And so we're very excited about that. People will hear a very good sermon from him.
So. Sure, sure. So he served as a field worker.
He served as a field worker at Emmanuel, and he is back during his fourth year doing field work there, too, preaching, doing youth work, other things. So.
Very good. For those outside of the St. Louis or Fort Wayne area, a field worker is a seminarian, a student who's studying at the seminary, who serves just on a very part-time basis at a local congregation, doing kind of a practicum. They get to assist with services and various things.
Right, and we do make great use of our field workers at Emmanuel. We have a number of them every year, and our pastor has always felt it's very important to really give them a good taste of what it's like to be in ministry, to have them involved in all aspects of congregational life and worship and boards and other things, too. So they've always felt that's a very important part of their training, and we're so happy to have the ability to do that, to be close enough to seminary that we can do things like that. And it's also a blessing to our pastor to have that additional help, too.
Mm-hmm. Yet there's also some supervising there, responsibility.
Very much so. Very much so.
But it is a blessing to be in close proximity to the seminaries, to have field workers, that to be a part of that formation and give them an opportunity to serve in the congregation. And to get to witness that is a joy. And that's nice that your seminarian, your field worker, gets to preach at the Ascension service tomorrow.
Right. And we, like I said, we all enjoy that when they preach too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's kind of nice, especially for a seminarian that you've seen through the whole process, you know, from their first year at seminary to their fourth year of seminary, and you see how they progress in their preaching and leading in the divine service,
right,
and things like that.
Every spring it's kind of bittersweet as they go out either on vicarage or receive their first call, that they've become such a part of the congregation over a number of years. They're always like sending one of your own out into the ministry and out into the field. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the service continues and concludes with a choral benediction.
Yes, I think that's probably one of the pieces that every church choir sings numerous times throughout the year, the familiar, the Lord bless you and keep you. It's a standard and such a beautiful way to wrap up the service, too, with that Aaronic benediction at the end of the service, too, as people go their way looking forward to what's going to be coming in the future, the seventh Sunday of Easter, and Christ praying for those he's leaving behind. And then we go into the from this into the Pentecost season, and Christ sending the Holy Spirit then, since he's left us, he's now sending his Spirit to be with us too. And then we go into what you call the green season of the church year from there.
So. That's right. Yep. The green season, the season of growth. Right. All the pyramids are green for quite a while.
But that ongoing cycle mm-hmm. of worship that we go through every year.
Absolutely. And the final hymn at the end of the service, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Oh, just a favorite of everybody's, our mm-hmm. congregation. I think everybody in Christendom, again, it's probably him that they know and love to sing and sing joyfully and with a lot of gusto, too. So, but it's really just wraps up the whole thought of the day that he is our king. He has ascended on high, and we will at some point in time then be joining him there with the rest of the heavenly throng.
Absolutely. Now, how many times will the bell choir play? Just once?
Just one time during the service, yes. And then the adult choir sings mm-hmm. three times, too. We've thought about doing more than that, but you also think about the balance between that and congregational participation, too, and right. their chance to mm-hmm. sing so many of these hymns that they like to do, too. Plus, of course, while it was mentioned earlier, you might or might not want a two-hour-long worship service, too. Part of it is to a time constraint because it is also a school night or for a lot of adults, a work day the next right. day, too. So we are always conscious of that, too. We want to give them a very full, complete service and a chance for the congregation to mm-hmm. worship and sing praise, too. But we also are aware of the fact that if it gets too late, it could deter some people from being there, too.
Sure, sure. Well, I want to play one more selection I love bell choirs, and I want to play one more selection from your bell choir. I believe this is an Easter piece.
Right. We did it a couple weeks ago following Easter, a setting of I Know That My Redeemer Lives.
I want to play that, and then we'll be back right after okay. this. So stick around. That My Redeemer Lives from the Bell Choir at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, where Ascension service will be taking place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Is that correct, Paul?
That is correct.
Now, how do we find Emmanuel Lutheran Church Olivet for those around the St. Louis area?
Okay, for those who aren't familiar with Emmanuel, and we have been around the St. Louis area for 170 years now, we are located on Olive Boulevard, just about a half mile east of Lindbergh. So if you're familiar with where Monsanto is, we're just east of the Monsanto Corporation there on Lindbergh. So about a half mile east of Lindbergh on Olive and on the north side of the street. Hard to miss us. There's two churches next door to each other. We're the one to the east. So
very good. So right in that Olivet, not too far from Crevecoeur area.
Right. We're just a half a block east of the Crevecoeur city limits.
So. So right there, right in the St. Louis area, 7 o'clock, in you can hear the basically the entire life of Jesus in one service tomorrow night at Emmanuel Olivet, with great music, the adult choir, the congregational singing, and the bell choir, all and I'm sure a great organ as well. Is it organ or piano tomorrow?
Actually, we tend to do this piano. We tend to make it more like a family hymn sing type service.
I see,
too.
Yeah.
A little more, I guess, intimate and cozy that way, too.
Certainly.
And also, a lot of evening services, we do that anyhow, just because of attendance and other things, too. But we've just found that over the years, for something like this, it really works well doing it that way, too, with the piano and the bells and the choir and so on.
Well, very good. Well, Paul, thanks so much for being our guest this morning here on His Time. Paul Snyder, organist and choir director at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for asking me. I'm happy to be here.
God's blessings on the service tomorrow. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got a study of the Daily Lectionary right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.